This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 14th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are clear tonight with a gentle breeze. Haifa is experiencing a calm, warm evening, perfect weather for a stroll. In Eilat, temperatures are comfortable as the night sets in. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that IDF officers have informed the Prime Minister that Jewish terror accounts for up to 80% of incidents in the West Bank. This is said to be distracting from offensive operations. Also, Walla reports that Saudi Arabia has attacked militia targets in Iraq linked to Iran near the northern border earlier today. Also this hour, Trump's visit to China faces complications. Ynet reports that discussions were held about transferring weapons to Iran through third countries. Separately, I-24 News reveals that Netanyahu made a secret trip to the UAE. He met with President MBZ during the ongoing conflict with Iran. And finally, a new Israeli report highlights systematic sexual violence during the Hamas-led attacks on October 7th. Forward brings us this story from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Naya Lecht, an Israeli-American commentator, posted just minutes ago criticizing the New York Times for allegedly ignoring a report on sexual violence against hostages in Gaza. David M. Friedman, former U.S. ambassador to Israel, thanked Senator Scott for calling for an investigation into possible legal violations by Mamdani. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, reports from just over 20 minutes ago that 22 people have died in Israeli strikes in Lebanon in the past day. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report on the IDF, senior officers have expressed concerns over the rise in Jewish terror, stating it diverts attention from key military operations. They are urging for more tools to address this issue. The situation complicates the Israeli-Palestinian conflict further, putting pressure on the government to act decisively. Turning to the Saudi airstrikes reported by Walla, these attacks targeted militia groups aligned with Iran, aiming to curb their influence near Saudi borders. This move highlights ongoing regional tensions and Saudi Arabia's proactive stance against Iranian proxies. It underscores the fragile balance of power in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Ynet's report on Trump's China visit comes amid revelations of possible arms deals with Iran. The New York Times suggests these talks could strain U.S.-China relations further. This complicates diplomatic efforts and raises concerns about regional security. Netanyahu's covert meeting with the UAE's President MBZ, covered by I-24 News, signifies deepening ties between Israel and the UAE despite the war with Iran. This meeting could influence future diplomatic strategies and alliances in the region. Finally, Forward reports on an Israeli investigation into sexual violence by Hamas. This report aims to shift the narrative from denial to accountability. It highlights the ongoing humanitarian issues and the need for international attention and response. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports a surge in real estate activity. A four-room house in central Israel sold for 1.2 million shekels, showcasing the ongoing housing demand despite economic challenges. Separately, CTech highlights insights from Bank Leumi's CIO at a tech conference. He emphasized that cyber expertise is integral to advancing AI innovation. And finally, Globes reports a decrease in Israel's fiscal deficit, now at its lowest since 2023. This shows economic resilience and could positively impact investor confidence. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.